The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Welcome, listeners. This is Divya Parekh again with you. It's Monday time. So excited to be here with you all. And I want to say that we have a special guest today. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you. Excited to be here connecting with all of you today.
Absolutely. And it's Rebecca Hall. And I will be sharing a little bit about Rebecca. So Rebecca Hall is the founder owner of Your Purpose Driven Practice, creator of Women's Empowerment Series, events, TV show, and speaker talent search, as the CEO of RHG Media Productions. Rebecca launched the RHG TV network, committed to bringing positive transformational shows to the world. Rebecca's history of success includes Empowered Connections TV channel, number one most watched, network director, Voice America's Women channel, and radio show host producer of Empowering Women, Transforming Lives, and international best-selling author. She is going by with Be Willing to Be Seen on the same level you deserve to serve. So as you desire to serve, so shall you see, you'll be seen. So let the world see you shine authentically and powerfully. Welcome again, Rebecca.
Thank you. Very honored to be here and connecting with all of you today. So thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And usually we start out with a fun fact from your childhood, and do share any memory that stands out for you from the childhood.
No, that's so funny. What dropped into my heart and spirit is a memory I'd forgotten about. So I used to compete in skip-its, which is like jump roping, trick jump roping competitions. And so that was something I used to do, trick, you know, where you do double dutch and different things with teams and you jump in and out. So I used to compete with teams and skip it competitions and hula hoop competitions. Back in the day.
And I bet you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Forgotten about those days.
And yes, we have such beautiful memories. And what happens is that we forget about those memories and sometimes we are stuck in the past. So tell me, what was it, something in your childhood that connected you with your dream, or it was much later that you connected with your dream?
Actually, it's because of my childhood that I was able to step into my dream. I came from a very abusive and unhealthy childhood, where those who should have taken care of me did not and harmed me. And I experienced all kinds of things during my formative years as a little girl that no one should ever experience. And when I cried out for help, it wasn't believed, and I was always put back and would become more severe. So I decided there must be something wrong with me, that I'm not okay. This must be my fault, and it is absolutely not safe to be seen or heard. So I strove to be invisible, to stay below the radar, to smile really big and act like everything was okay when it desperately was not. And eventually I was rescued and I went on a healing journey and discovered that those were actually lies and not truth. I discovered that I mattered. It wasn't my fault, that I'm beautifully and wonderfully made on purpose and for a purpose, just like everybody listening today. And the greatest, most wonderful discovery of all is that it is actually and absolutely safe to be seen and heard, and I believe needed in this world. And it's one thing to know that intellectually. It's very different to know it on a cellular level. And that has been my greatest journey and my greatest joy, and has led to me being in all different types of media, from the written word to radio to television, and creating events and platforms for others to shine and share their messages, because the world needs the encouragement and the truth and the wisdom and the realness to have people walk beside them on their journey.
Rebecca, my heart goes out to you. No child, especially any child, should have to go through this. And yet, you have emerged strong. You are the beacon of hope for so many children out there, whether it's little boys, little girls, who may have gone through this and be feeling that, you know, they should not be heard, they should not have a voice. And that is so painful to me, for having any child to go through there. So listeners, if you know of any child who's going through that, step in, support them. Be the rock foundation for them and do whatever you can. So what was it that transitioned you from that place of not being heard to a place of being seen and heard and knowing that you mattered?
It was a step-by-step journey and a lot of healing, a lot of personal work, and it having people walk beside me and speak truth into me. Having adults that I could trust that would support me and did see brilliance in me when I couldn't see it myself. Those were really keys to the healing and to that journey. Having mentors, having people that could encourage me on my journey. So I'm just thinking, as you're speaking to those listeners out there, and people have been wounded, because the statistics are very, unfortunately, very, very high of people who have suffered some sort of abuse in that arena. And what can really make a difference is letting people know they matter and encouraging them. And it can be as simple as a hug. It can be sending a card. It can be reaching out, sending an encouraging message. That makes a big difference. And that made a big difference in my life. And then being willing to step forward to help another, that's actually what helped me become more courageous in being seen. As I felt like I was asked to take these stands or speak truth or draw a boundary or share something that hadn't been shared that needed to come forth, I would have these conversations with God and tell God I really didn't think I should have to do that, that I had suffered enough. I shouldn't have to do this really hard thing that was important in my healing journey. And I would say, okay, God, but I will do this mean, hard, horrible thing you're asking me to do if it can make a difference for another, if it can help another little girl, another little boy not suffer as I have or make their path easier, I will do this thing that is incredibly hard, scary, and vulnerable for me to stretch and do, because I cared more for others than myself. It took a long time to care for myself too. And to this day, what pulls me forward when I'm asked to step into a new place for me, something that stretches me, that is a new step, something I haven't done before, that's a little bit scary, because that fear doesn't go away. There's just new things we are afraid of because they're new, they're different. That fear isn't bad, but it's an emotion and it's okay to feel it and to create a safe space in it for you, for yourself. But what will pull me forward is I am willing to be uncomfortable. I'm willing to be vulnerable. I am willing to take a stage in a new way if it can make a difference for another. I'm always willing to do that. And to me, it's a heart by heart, life by love, life opportunity to touch another's life.
Very profound, Rebecca. And what touches my heart is that you had this really, really beautiful desire to serve others, and because you were supporting others, you stepped out of your discomfort. So let's say if you were talking to a little boy or a little girl, and it's possible that, you know, they are in their teens and they don't know who to turn to, what could they do when they're in that situation?
I would say look around. Not necessarily your peers are great. Find friends, absolutely. But look for adults that you can connect with that can reinforce how amazing you are and stretch you and challenge you. One thing that when I made that transition, I moved into the new environment and I started to have adults around. Even before that, I found teachers I could trust. I found counselors I could trust. I found people that I could tap into that were safe to be around and pour truth into me and be proactive in looking for that. And I remember in high school, and this was in the new environment, there can be a lot of peer pressure. There can be a lot of trying to fit in and being cool. And I remember sharing with some of my friends when they try to pressure whatever to do something that wasn't in alignment with me, I was able to stand and say, well, have you talked to an adult about this? I would say my parents or whatever, and they'd give me a hard time. And I would reflect back to them. I said, well, they've been through a lot more than we have. I'd like to tap into their wisdom and their experience before I make this move or I do this thing. And they would laugh a little bit, but I found they always ended up respecting me, and I was able to interact with a lot of different groups within high school and beyond because I wasn't someone that would be persuaded this way or that. I had a firm grounding and foundation, and I found those adults that I could lean into and trust.
Mm-hmm. And especially when you're coming from this place, you know, there is so much fear in your heart. There is so much uncertainty, and basically your very being has been challenged, and it's almost like you're a little boat being tossed around in a storm on a big wide ocean. So how would they know who to trust?
Watch, observe, listen first. Pay attention to your gut. Pay attention to how you feel. If you're talking to an adult and you start to feel like nothing's ever good enough, you're never measuring up, that you're always wrong, and that you can't do anything right, they're feeding into those things that are most sensitive and harmful to you, that's not the one to lean into. Also, be wary of the one that tells you everything you want to hear. The mm-hmm. extremes are things to watch out for. They're not grounded in truth. But those people that when you're around them, you feel safe. You know they've got your back. You know they're going to speak truth to you, even if you don't always want to hear it. You know they're on your side. Those are the people to look out for and to lean into and to soak up like a sponge. Seek them out. Watch them. But make sure when you're watching, their actions are matching their words, that you feel safe when you're around them, not like something is on alert in you that you need to be dangerous, that they're dangerous. Because I can tell you, you almost have a sixth sense when you've come from the environment I've come from, when there's been one that's had danger and it's not safe. You almost have a sixth sense to pick up on that and feel that in your gut. Pay attention to that. And also pay attention to that, I am safe. This is in the storm. I can count on this person. I can call them at midnight. They're going to speak truth in me to me, but they'll come and get me, and they're going to walk beside me.
Very sound advice. See, also one thing that resonates, and then one thing that stands out for me is that, you know, knowing that person's actions, knowing the person's words and actions are aligned, because if they're aligned, then you know that, you know, they really have your back. And it's just that It's not they're saying one thing and then doing another thing. So I like that, you know, go ahead and observe others. And this goes for the same thing, regardless in what situation you are in your life. Before you know who's got your back is observing them, watching their actions and seeing whether they really have your success, whether they really have your championship in their heart. And are they willing to go all the way to support you? Are they willing to create that safe space for you? And that goes even for your peers, because especially for young teenagers or even for kids who are in school. And then let's talk about the young adults who are in colleges and as they're moving towards the job and work. So before you entrust yourself, you'll find out as you're making friends that friends stand for you and friends have your back. And we have a question from one of our listeners is that what we have said is that find that safe place. The question is, how do you find that safe place?
I feel it's different for every person because we're all in different environments and different situations. We have different options open to us and available to us. So I think it's start by pausing and looking around. Look up. Sometimes we get so focused on what's right in front of us or right around us or familiar, we can miss the helping hands that are around us. Look up and see. Start seeking that safe space, those adults, those friends, those people that will walk beside you and be with you. And I want to really emphasize safety doesn't mean it always feels good. It doesn't mean you're always being told everything you want to hear. But they're speaking truth into you and you can feel that within you. And they are cheering you on. They see the greatness in you and are going to hold you to that and hold you with that. Look for those types of people. And you can find them in the school system. You can find them in counseling places. You can find them in your neighborhood. You can find them sometimes within your family, sometimes outside of your family. You can find them in different spiritual institutions and churches. Be on the lookout for those that can walk beside you. Sometimes it can be in a group or a community that has a common interest. Maybe you love art, or you like poetry, or you like me, hula hoop and skip it, you know, jumping rope, whatever it is. Find those places and be on the lookout for someone that can walk beside you and cheer you on. And it's good to have peers that are friends, but it's also good to have people that are more mature, that are a little further on the journey than you. They have a different perspective and wisdom they can share with you, so your journey actually can be smoother and easier. You can skin your knees less by tapping into those that are a little further along in the journey than you are.
Mm-hmm. It's about finding those like-minded peers and looking outside of where you are. It's where you focus on, because what happens is that what you focus on expands. And if you yes. have this focus on for the search, for the lookout, like, you know, where are these people who can support me? And one of our listeners has come up with a good questions, and they mm-hmm. have asked that, okay, we are on the lookout and we find this person. Do we need to trust that person?
I would say step by step. Sometimes we can go to an extreme. We don't trust anybody, or we just dump everything and trust them with everything. And I want to encourage you to test the waters a little bit before you trust the amazing gift of who you are with another on a deeper and deeper level. Start on a safer level. Start light. Mm-hmm. And see, are you treated with respect? Are you feeling connection? Are you feeling supported? Then you can go to a deeper level and a deeper level. But one of the mistakes I made is I went to the extreme. I trusted and just kind of shared all of my story when I started to feel safe. And it actually put me in a more vulnerable position because I was feeling like I can trust everybody because I'm in the safe environment, at least at home now. And that wasn't the case. So I had to learn discernment. I had to learn that connecting doesn't mean I have to share everything. I can share a piece. I can start to build a rapport and a relationship. And as it gets deeper, I can share more. And I had something else drop into my spirit as we were talking about support. There are tools and resources. It's really important that we pay attention to what we're pouring into ourselves, what we're pouring into our spirit, what we're pouring into our minds. Pay attention to the music you're listening to. What are the messages in it? To the books that you're reading, to the shows that you're watching, to the things that when you're not even paying attention are pouring into you, because that's starting to form you. It's becoming a part of you. Consciously choose things that are going to speak truth into you, that are going to lift you up, that are going to encourage you. Find those resources. There are wonderful programs you can play on demand in television and in radio, that and podcasts that you can listen to that are going to uplift you. Look for, you can Google empowerment, you can Google encouragement, motivation. These are great things to support you. People who have been able to just step forward in incredible ways, pay attention to what they're feeding into themselves. And part of our commitment in media and the work we do is to equip and empower. We want to help speak truth, bring you great experts and resources and information and truth, and then give you things that you can take with you and step forward powerfully in your life, in their videos and reports and books. It's very important you pay attention to what you're feeding into you, and you're consciously choosing things that are going to support you.
Mm-hmm. Very well said, Rebecca. And you're absolutely right as far as concerning, you know, what you're putting inside, because there are studies out there that for every negative thought, you need to have 5 positive thoughts. And some of the newer scientists are even of the opinion that for every negative thought that you think through your brain, you need to have anywhere between 5 to 7 positive thoughts to offset the negativity that you have put into yourself. And now, and that really matters what you're putting into it. It could be inspirational videos, as Rebecca said, it could be inspirational books. And, you know, sometimes you may say that, okay, I don't want to have to spend, you know, tons and tons of money on the books. So go to the library, and books from the library are free. And also sometimes you may say, oh, you know, I don't have a car, I'm still young. Or even if you're older, ready to drive, you may not have a car. You can go to library and you'll be surprised that there are e-books on the library that you can download and read. So if you put your mind to it, you can definitely find inspirational, empowering videos online. And if you could download it from the library, you could watch TEDx talks. And so many of TEDx talks are so powerful, and you could uplift yourself. Any other resources come to your mind?
Yeah, that's what I just was thinking about. So I have actually access to a full library of resources. And one of the things that I'd love to share, if you're okay with me sharing the link for that. I'd love to do that. But another thing I find a lot of times can feed into our insecurities or unsettle us or make us question our very selves and be disheartened and discouraged can be relationships. And so finding resources and tools to demystify communication and connection and relationships is such a valuable thing to pour with truth within yourself. So I was just thinking, as we're looking at empowerment, looking for like Strength Finder, look at what your gifts and talents are, look for how to communicate with men and women. It's really important to learn those things, and it will help you feel much more balanced and empowered and strong and grounded when you're able to demystify some of those things. And let me tell you, your peers are not the experts in that. So really tap into resources. They're figuring it out just like you are. So tap into those. But here's a resource where you can find a lot of, they're all free. And we have pages and pages, a huge library of resources to support you, from videos to books to recordings. It's RadioGifts, and that's plural with an S, .net. RadioGifts.net. It's a net full of multiple gifts, and you can scroll through them and see the descriptions. You can say yes to as many of them as you would like and download them and find what's supportive to you, what's going to be encouraging to you and help you realize the amazing gift that you are and how needed you are in the world.
That's very generous, and thank you for sharing that. And Rebecca, you have inspired to share, especially when you talked about Strength Finder 2.0, you know, that Strength Finder 2.0 shares with you what is your strength. And to add to the gifts that Rebecca is sharing with you, listeners, I would like to share with you a link, which is /empower-energy/. So I invite you, just for today, I'm going to share the code with you, so where you can get a personal assessment for free for yourself. So when you go to this link and enter empowered one, you will find an assessment that's going to show your hidden motivators that help or hurt you. Thank you, Rebecca, for bringing that up.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking, if I had been able to tap into some of these resources as a young person and adult, and it would have helped me move forward more confidently and more powerfully. And so I just really encourage all of you out there to tap into some of these things. They are there for you to serve and support you. What a gift to know your talents and your strengths, and to be able to, here's the secret I want to let everyone know. You can actually, so everyone lean in, you can actually play life according to your strengths. You don't need to play it the way everyone is supposed to or do, but you can actually play life to your strengths. You can do things in the way that you're made. That will actually energize you and uplift you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely great points. And Rebecca, as we read your bio, you know, you mentioned very clearly that you're very heavy on media. You have started TV channels. You are on radio station. You are on a lot of social media. So can you share with our listeners, why do you believe so much in visibility?
Because there's two reasons I believe so strongly in it. So one, when I travel around the country and in different spheres, and I ask the question to audiences of all different shapes and sizes and backgrounds, and I ask them, how many of you want to make a positive difference for your passing there, for being who you are in your life and what you do in business, if they're in business, how many of you want to make a positive difference? Almost everybody raises their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the second question I ask is, how many of you feel like you're really being used in that way, that people really see how you can help them? They understand that fully. They know when this need or hurt comes up, you are the person to go to. How many of you feel like you are fully seen in that way? Very few raise their hands. And the truth is that if they cannot see you, if they cannot hear you, you cannot help them.
Mm-hmm.
Your gift, your services, your way of making a difference in the world. And this is if it's one-on-one, it's in your local communities, it can be in media, but it will be limited by how much you're seen. If they do not see you, you cannot make the difference you're wanting to make. And the second part, when people are in pain, when they're struggling, when they need you most, something, they just had an incredible loss in their family, a death in the family, something happened that just rocked the world and now life is different. When, not if, when those moments happen and we're hurting, it's like this big, thick pea soup fog comes down and you can't see anything. It's like this huge, heavy darkness and you're trying to breathe and you take a breath. Okay, I can take another. You can't see any helping hands. You can't see beyond, can I take that next breath? When you're in the core of that hurt. And the only thing I know that cuts that darkness is light. So I believe we need to be willing to be seen and shine so brightly for what we stand for, what we care about, that we become a bright light that cuts through that darkness so they can actually see our hand outstretched. That's why I believe in visibility.
No, that's very powerful. And I know, Rebecca, you have a gift for our listeners because you have mentioned that, you know, visibility is so important. So could you share about your gift to our listeners?
I do. And as we have gone through this conversation, I actually have either a different gift or a second gift I would like to give, if that is okay with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so for those of you who are wanting to be encouraged, that you are not sure how to take that next step, how to dig into that courage or step forward, I want to offer you an ebook, and you can find it at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. It's yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And you click on books. You'll see a picture of that about halfway down the page. And click on empowerment. And you'll see a chapter titled, I Will. And I want to give that as an ebook to you to encourage and support you on your journey. It really shares some of the steps that I took and I believe you can take to step forward in a way that serves you. So that's the gift that was kind of dropped into my spirit and heart with where our conversation went today. And the second gift, just so I'm delivering on what I promised in the beginning, is I want to encourage those of you who are ready to step forward. You're ready to increase that visibility. You want to get on more stages so you can be that shining light, that beacon that can reach out to the world. I want to invite you to go to speakertalentsearch.com. Again, that's speaker, like you're a speaker, a messenger, speakertalentsearch.com. It is, again, a free gift, and it's an opportunity for you to go through a process where you fill out an application that gives you great clarity on your message, and we select finalists, and the finalists get to put together an audition video. So anywhere in the world, you can do this, an audition video that actually gets seen by people in radio, people in television, people that have live stages, summits of all different shapes and forms, that you will have the opportunity to get on their stages. So those of you who are ready to step into that next level, get on more stages, I would love to invite you to participate in the speakertalentsearch.com as my free gift to all of you today.
Thank you, Rebecca. And one of the questions that has come up is, could you share the link for the empowerment book again?
Yeah, and let me actually, while we're talking, because I didn't know I was going to be offering that. So I can give you the direct link so people don't have to hunt for it. Let me pull that up here. As much as I love everyone to check out the site, I want to make sure I'm getting you to the place that will serve your listeners at the highest level. Here it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the direct link is drivenpractice.net/I-will.
Mm-hmm. So, a request is like, you know, will you put it in the chat room so we can go to it? Is it possible for you to put it in the chat room on the Skype and then I will put it out for the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I will do that right now.
Fantastic. And as we are going through the conversation and as you're going to add the link to your book, so the question is that you had mentioned just, you know, a few minutes back that, you know, anybody can shine their light. And the question came up was, who can that be and can it be anyone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll give an example. We can do it every day in how we are. Sometimes the smile we can extend to someone will lift their spirit and make a difference. We are far more powerful than we know. How we show up matters. We're sending out that energy and that vibration. We get to choose every moment what we're going to echo out, what matters to us. And sometimes we forget that and we can let our mood or whatever, we're irritated with people, whether you know it or not, that's what you're echoing out. People can tell. And as an example, a while back, I was in the grocery store, long line, like everything was going wrong with technology and it was like rush hour. So people were tired. It was the end of the day. They were abandoning carts with food in it. They were getting really irritated and you could just feel that kind of collective frustration. And then the systems were down. So everything was taking longer and they had to manually enter in things that they wouldn't normally have to manually enter in. So I'm in the line. And you can kind of feel that energy all around. And I took a moment. I thought, you know what? I'm going to be positive. I'm going to choose to smile, to be pleasant, to be positive. They don't need any more of the other energy right now. And as I tuned into that and decided to be that, I noticed this person in front of me. It was like she was getting more and more angry and frustrated. And that's what she was going to share out with the world. And you could just feel it. And she would huff and whatever. And finally, as she got up near, we're getting closer to the line, I'm observing the checkout lady. She is like having the time of her life. She's talking to everyone. She's being positive and pleasant, ringing them up. Like, this was the best day ever. Like, that's how she was dealing with the situation. And it only irritated the lady further that was in front of me. And so as she comes up to be checked out, she goes to the lady, "Aren't you frustrated? How can you be so positive? Aren't you frustrated? Look at this line, and we're all waiting." Like, she was wanting an audience and wanting us all to join in. And the lady looks at her and she goes, "It's not crazy and too many people here. I'm just popular." And the lady was so stunned, she just kind of stopped and was quiet, and we all laughed. That one comment changed all of the energy. And I remembered it. And I remember, you know, changing our perspective. Instead of being frustrated about all of what's going wrong, if we could shift the perspective ourselves and share it, what a gift.
Oh, definitely. And finding the humor in the situation, as you mentioned that, you know, she said, "I'm popular." And that changed the whole tone of the situation. And it changed the energy in the environment. So it's important to look at for something that could be hilarious, which could be a game changer. And when you look for something funny, life becomes great and life is awesome. So talking about that, you have mentioned that, you know, it's really important to become more visible and in fact shine. You have shared, you know, a couple of ways where people can get on the speaker talent search. Can you share how did you come about having so many TV shows, like radio shows? And from the point of having no shows, how did you get to the point where you have acquired different channels, acquired or worked towards it?
I would love to. And I also have a practice that we can do every day that'll help us shine as well. So which do you want me to share first.
Whatever your heart desires, Rebecca.
Maybe I'll bring that towards the end, but I'd love to share a practice that we can do every day that my cat taught me. So I'm going to pass the lesson and the wisdom on that she taught me. But I would say, as far as all of the media, to be very honest and transparent, those were all the things on my I will never do list. When I got the call to start telling my story for the first time, this was at a point where I could barely say my name in front of two or more people. And so I said no, because it seemed impossible. Because I was looking with my human eyes, what I could see, not, and that I had to be perfect. So one of the mm-hmm. greatest gifts I learned is it's not about perfection. It's about connection. And the first time I did share my story, I was terrified. My knees were knocking. It was 7 minutes of fame on a stage in front of 300 people, live streams, cameras rolling. And I actually eyed the exit strategy, like how I could escape as gracefully and quickly as I need, as I could, off the stage and out the room. I figured all of that out. Mm-hmm. And I gave myself permission. If I needed to leave the stage, I would. But every minute I chose to stay there, I was empowered. I was not a victim. It was not I had to or I should. It was I am here. And I knew why I was there. That knowing why is really important. I was there and I was willing to share if it could make a difference for one. And I believe there was at least one person on live stream or in that room that needed something I could share or give to them. And so I shared terrified, out of my body. I don't even know quite what I said, but I know what I felt was that willingness to share from a place of vulnerability, from a place of authentic caring and imperfection. I got a standing ovation I never saw because I was out of my body, not out of my mind, out of my body. And when I got off the stage, I got to see that, and there were a lineup of men and women who came to me and said, Rebecca, I was the one. Thank you for caring enough to do it even though you were scared to share. And that gave me great courage every time I had the opportunity and felt that I was called to be there. I would remember it's about making a difference for one. No matter how many are in the audience, how few are in the audience, if I can make a difference for one, I will. And that has led to opportunities in multiple books. I think by the end of this year, it'll be 16 books. And I will have been in, and most of them have been best-selling radio show that's syndicated in a bunch of different networks and places. That led to television. And honestly, I was scared about that too. When I got the contract where they're offering me a television channel, I thought it was a show. I didn't realize it was a channel that can have like 120 shows that are have weekly episodes, because I can only see what I could see and understand. And I think if I had known it was a channel, if I'd understood that, I would have been too scared. But I had signed it. And when I later discovered what I had signed up for and agreed, you know, I said yes, I signed on the dotted line, then I found a way to make it happen and to step into having a television channel. And it became the number one most watched channel within 6 months. And that has led to having a television network. What I have discovered is it's a willingness, and every step along the way prepares you for the next. And we just have to be willing not to always know the how, not always to understand the path. But when we have those amazing opportunities, really feel into them. Will it make a difference for another? Am I someone that can make a difference here for another? If so, say yes, lean in, and then figure out how. And you'll grow. And guess what? It's about connection anyway. Those most imperfect moments when I have fallen off stage, when I have lost my words, have been served as well. And I've had people come up to me and say, I guess it's okay to do that. Or, you know, you got back up again. I needed that. It all serves.
It does. And very powerful. Say yes. Say yes mm-hmm. to opportunity. Say yes to yourself. And listeners, that does answer the question, how can we change the perspective? As Rebecca said, say yes to yourself, whether you see the picture, the full picture or not. And it's almost like, you know, don't miss out seeing the forest for the trees, because there is something wider. There's something much bigger than who you are. Focus on your why. And when you put other people first, when you're serving from the heart, when you are championing the success of others, and that's the time when magic happens. So let the magic happen and know that you're powerful, you're unique, you're brilliant. Let your light shine. And the key is, say yes to yourself and say yes to opportunities and see where it takes you. And Rebecca, this has been such a wonderful time. It has been such a joy and pleasure talking to you. If listeners were to reach out to you, where would they contact you?
Well, my email address is Rebecca@yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Again, that's Rebecca@yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And I'm actually willing to give them the secret code to set up a time to talk if they would like. It's www.meet, like you're having a meeting, meetwithrebecca.com. And that actually takes you directly to my calendar. And I'm happy to have a conversation if that is of support to you and to cheer you on.
Thank you. That's a very, very generous gift for our listeners. I really thank you for your generosity and vulnerability and the place where you came from and where you are empowering women. So kudos to you. I acknowledge you for that. And keep on doing the great work you're doing, Rebecca. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you. It was my honor and privilege. Thank you.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. Without you, the show would not be possible. And Rebel, thank you. Again, without you also, the show would not be possible. So please reach out to me. contact@diviaparekh.com. I'm at your service. Let me know what you're seeking, what you're looking for, and I'll bring you the stories of leaders who have been there and done that. And let your light shine, be brilliant, be powerful. Until next time, take care and bye for now.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.